Jesus, thank you, Lord, for putting that praise in us. Thank you, Lord, for that precious blood, Lord God, that my, oh my, just entered us right in. Lord, thank you, God, we're reconciled. Lord, thank you, we're favored. Thank you, Father, that through your precious Son and by his blood, we are now the sons of God. And Lord, we come in here and all thanks and glory to you, beloved Lamb, for your finished work. Thank you that it's finished. Oh, thank you that it's finished. Lord, thank you. We just enter into the rest of God. Thank you. Ceasing from our own works, Lord God, and just entering into the beauty of the rest, Father, that you took as you saw your beloved Son. Oh, God, as he went to the cross, the joy that was set before him. Oh, hallelujah, to bring many sons to glory. And here we are. Oh, here we are. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you. And soon it's going to be face to face. And oh, my, we're going to be like you. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to be like you because you're it. You're just so beautiful and wonderful. There isn't anything else but Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let us sing and praise you and believe you more and more this morning. Let your word go forth. Thank you for the Spirit that works it effectually in them that believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Open up your Bibles, if you would, today. Romans 3. It's such a, this truth is so wonderful. Thank the Lord that he's working it in us. It's our life. And I love to read about the life of Christ in us. Let's be strengthened in it. But in Romans 3, verse 27, it says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. There isn't any. By what law? Or of works? Nope. But by the law of faith. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Praise God. We got the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And it never changes. It never changes. It doesn't start some way and go off on a different tangent. It's all by grace through faith. That's it. There's no other way. Is he the God of the Jew only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Praise God. Now here we go. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. And how? By faith. By faith. That word establish, brothers and sisters, is a wonderful word. It literally means to stand by unharmed. It literally means stand by unharmed. All right? So we could read this and be encouraged that we stand by the law unharmed. Praise you, Jesus. See, man reads this, man's mind. Man's mind always gets you in trouble. Man's mind thinks that somehow this is something to be accomplished. Establishing the law sounds something that I need to do. Jesse, you're up now. Grace only could take you so far, so now, son, here you go. Just get out there and start swinging it, you know. You accomplish something, son. In your own strength, go out there and work and prove this. Aren't you glad that God's ways aren't man's ways? Aren't you so thankful that his thoughts are not your thoughts or my thoughts? Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, I'd get all twisted up if it wasn't for the mind of Christ. Let me tell you something. God has established the law one time, in one place, once for all at Calvary, with the blood of his precious son. Oh yes, praise the Lord. And that life of his precious son lives in and establishes the law in them that believe by faith. Now we just close it up and say, okay, amen, let's come pray. But there's a little more he wants to talk about today. I establish the law because by faith I stand unharmed, praise God, by him. Isn't that wonderful? I stand in him. It's Christ in me. Hallelujah. That's the life I have. He's the fulfillment of the law. I thank God that I count it done in my precious Lord and Savior. It's finished. All in his precious blood. Go on over to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15. This is what he did. Ephesians 2, 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Yeah, I laugh with you, sister. I just enjoy grace. Do you really, really believe that now? Come on now. This is the word of God. Amen. Come on, let's rest in what he's done. Let's just stand by him. I establish it. Behold the Lamb of God. Praise God for the Lamb. Amen. Come on. Having abolished in his flesh. Not my flesh, his flesh, his beautiful flesh. He took it, didn't he? He took that sin for you. He became that worm upon the cross for you. Took it all upon him, his flesh. And that enmity, the law of commandments and the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. We have peace with God, don't we? Amen. You have the blood of Christ. You've got peace. He's passed over you. He's passed over you. I thank God that now in that precious peace of God that I have, you know, and I have that precious peace with God and that wonderful peace of God that comes and grows and flourishes because I stand by him and establish the law. Come on now. Now right now, brothers and sisters, we are one in his righteousness. We're one in his righteousness. And I thank God it's not mine own righteousness, which is of the what? The law. See, I don't want to be found having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. And I think of how there was quite a bit of time in my life. And the enemy still tries to get in there and dupe me with this one. I know it's not your problem, but it's just mine. But something about that, he always brings me back to thinking about law and Jesse doing. As about standing by my peace with God. The Lamb. And it's established. Now, brothers and sisters, it's by his righteousness. It's the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By him, there's one new man, one body, one spirit, one faith in Christ. Praise God. We're in him, aren't we? Isn't that beautiful? We're in him. We're of God. Hallelujah. And Christ is in us. We're one. All right, let's go over to Galatians chapter 6. He's bringing us along. Here we go. And in Galatians chapter 6, we got verse 15 here. Now, can you imagine? For in Christ Jesus. See, that just made me just go, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm glad I'm in you. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that I'm of you. Thank you, Lord. Who can harm Jesus? Amen. He's very God of very God. He took it. It's done and it's finished. He took it all upon himself. So in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. A new creature, that one new man. And as many, look at this, as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. That Israel of God there just speaks of Abraham, his whole life. What? Abraham believed God. Abraham. He believed God. Abraham, faith, praise God. That's it. So this rule is the new man. You know, when God lays out a rule, I think we should listen to that. Amen? That's God's rule. You know what God's rule is? His son. His son's life. That's why, by the grace of God, when you believed in Jesus as your Savior, it said, I am crucified with Christ. So, by faith, we enter into that death. We have this precious baptismal tank right here. And that's what that represents, is after you've accepted Christ as Savior, after you have, this is the public expression, the testimony, the thankfulness and joy that as I go under that water, I've been crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live, right? Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Boom, I came out of that tank. I've been raised with him, right? And in him, I'm in Christ. I've been raised in that precious body. I died with him and I've been raised with him. All right? And now the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That same faith, that beautiful, all-confidence faith in the Father. That's your life. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. There wasn't one shred of work in there, was it? It was just recognizing and accepting and believing and praising the wonderful Lamb of God, the only begotten Son of God, that he died for me. And I entered in, praise God, by faith. I've been crucified with him. And now I'm raised with him. And praise God, I'm even seated with him. Hallelujah. If I'll grow in this, I'll have that vision. And I'll have that confidence. And he'll enlarge your steps. And he'll take these things that we're speaking of today. And it won't be something that's just kind of a blur or a thought. And I really don't understand this. No, you'll know it, that it's yours. That you walk in this newness of life. That's the only life that you have. That, praise be to God, the rule is the new man. The rule, praise God, is the realm of grace. The law now is faith. The law is faith. We just read that. The law is faith. It's just believing God. It's believing the word of God. Lord, increase my faith. Turn it on. That's my life. The rule, praise God. Enjoy it. Where there is no law, there is no sin. Everybody wants to get to, well, you know, it's not expedient. Let me tell you something. You better get to all things are lawful for you first. And then you can understand and begin to rejoice. But all things aren't expedient. Doesn't mean for me to just go out and do anything I want. I don't want to do what I want, knowing his love for me. I want him to will and do of his good pleasure in me. Don't you? Amen. And that's a fight. Because I'm ornery. And I'm hard-headed. Well, want it my way. No, Lord, I do this and I do that. And every time I start to say hi, I go, ay, 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 I'm in trouble. It's the truth, and you know it. Looking in that mirror, just seeing you. Look through it, see him. Then look really into it and let him reveal to you Christ in you, honey, the hope of glory. I'm not just in that mirror, I'm in you. I'm in you. That life's right there. And you're just encouraging that life all the time. And honey, the only way it's going to function right, the only way it's going to grow and strengthen, you got to hear me. Got to hear my word. Because the law is faith. The law ain't feeling. The law ain't your choice. The law is faith. Now, the rule, praise God, as we read, the law and ordinances have been nailed to the cross. And peace and mercy on them. Now, if you're a child of God here today and you still really don't accept that, I'm going to tell you something. Do you know peace and mercy's on you? It's sad for me not to realize all the peace and mercy that's on me. I like to walk around in my peace and mercy. I do. I love his blood. I want to be like that Josiah in spirit. Man, we're going to have a sacrifice. It's going to last 6 months. We don't even have enough animals around here to bring the blood in this. Because he loved it so much. He just rejoiced in it. He wasn't ashamed of it. Get that even for David's life. Why do you think the Lord called him a bloody man? Not only was it because he was a warrior. And all of those things. But let me tell you something about King David. He loved the blood of the Lamb. Do you really believe what the power of the resurrection did for those in Christ? I mean, do you really believe it? Do you know that you've been raised with him over sin and death? I like that. You know, I talk to my brethren, amen. Amen, he does. I've been raised in him over sin and death. Isn't that something? And yet, now let's be honest, a lot of Christians, none of us, I'm confident, worried about dying. I believe I've already been raised over it. He even said to those sweet sisters, he said, now honeys, let me tell you something. He that believes in me shall never die. I'm forever, brother. You are too. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only that death, sin and death. Oh, now. But I'm raised right along with him over that. Notice that, with him in Christ. Amen. He didn't leave us alone in that, couldn't. It had to be in him. Had to be in him, had to be of him. We are raised in his life, and we have his all-victorious life in us over all sin and death. That's the power of the resurrection. That is the power of the resurrection. Now, let me ask you this. That's the power that we should be living in, amen? And you realize that's the new creature now we walk in? Let me tell you something. You've only been raised in one life. We all have the same one. It's the new creature. It's the new creation. It's the new man. By the grace of God, we all have it. You can look at someone else that's a Christian that really seems to have great faith. You have that life. It's the life, the faith of the Son of God who loved you. And gave himself for you. See, there's no other life. Your life by itself couldn't have grown in the Lord. You had to get the life of Christ in you. Do you see that? You have the same advantage. The same advantage today as you sit there this morning. That you might have someone in this meeting that you look to and say, I'm so thankful for that great faith that they have. But that's the same faith that's right there of the life of Christ that lives in you. Praise God, amen. And how does that faith turn on in your life? How does that faith grow and blossom and become this great, precious light? And not for others, but for Him. I want to shine for Him. I want Him to shine in me. It's just by hearing that word, amen. And praise be to God. You know what? We're hearing this word, amen. Everybody here, you're hearing this word. Believe. Just believe it. That's it. And the same very life of Christ, the same very life of Christ that lived in the Apostle Paul, it will turn it right on. It'll allow it to just rejoice and blossom in it. And I'll tell you one thing about faith, it begats more faith. It does. It's a life that's just strewn. You hear the word of God and go in faith, you go in faith. And then my goodness, there's more faith. There's more growth. Oh my goodness. You go on in so much, you might even just jump right into the most holy faith. Separated you right out from the camp unto Him. It's marvelous. Brothers and sisters, we feed this life, that truth. The lusts of the flesh aren't so appealing. You know this. I know we get down on ourselves sometimes, and we do. But you know what? Sometimes we forget the victories that He's taken us through. I'm not going to say that my past victories are my trophies. I do need to lay them down. But don't you ever forget what God's done for you. Don't you ever forget what God's done for you. He saved you. You're dead in your trespasses and sin, and He found you. He sought you. Don't ever forget. That was Israel. That's what they did. They forgot. Every time He would show them love and such grace, faithful to His word, bring them out. But yet they forgot. And what happens when you're a forgetter is you murmur. And if you're murmuring, the problem is you're forgetting. You're forgetting what a mighty loving God He is. And how faithful He is to you. I'm so thankful for Him. He gave me these verses today, and I told Polly, I said, honey, I'm not settled. I don't know where He wants me to be. I've had a morning that I couldn't even tell you all these things going on. She said, oh, honey, He's got it. He's so beautiful. Paul said, let not sin reign. He didn't say, don't let it exist. I'll say it just like this. Get mad at me if you want. But there's got to be some failures for you to see grace. There has to be. There's got to be some shortcomings in your life to cry out for mercy. Romans chapter 6. Oh, I love Romans. He says there in verse 12 of chapter 6. Yep. I did say what the word of God said. Can you imagine that guy? Verse 12 of chapter 6. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Thank you, God, for verse 14. He'd left me right there, I would have just fell apart. But here you go. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous? See, it's that grace that has the power over sin in your life. Did you hear that? It's the grace that has the power over sin in your life. It's not you that has the power of sin in your life. It's not your actions. It's not what you do. It's not what you work. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace. It's grace that strengthens you to superabound into every good work. You're stuck. Take grace. You're still stuck. Take more grace. He's just waiting for you to get full of grace. And then, oh my, what a breakthrough it can be. Amen. Oh, praise God. Do you know the blood did all the justifying? It did, didn't it? The blood did all the justifying. We're justified. I like that. Do you know the blood did all the cleansing? Peter, he had to go through it first for us. But we're so stupid, we kind of say it again. He said, I've washed you. Peter said to him, oh, wash me all over. He said, Peter, you don't want to say that, son. That's just dumb. I did it once. I did it once. And it's done. It's finished. It's complete. And it doesn't change. Do you know that? It never changes. There is nothing I can ever do to establish the law but point to the cross and say, behold the Lamb who taketh away the sin of the world. Oh yes. He finished it for me. And I thank the Lord that, you know, He takes us on, doesn't He? I've gloried in this I don't know how many times, and I know there's ones in here that gloried in it more times than I have. But I thank God. It's like, man, I've never gone to this place to glory in this thing before. But that's our God. His word never changes, but we can change from glory to glory into His very image and grow up into this, can't we? But I'll tell you what, I'm being found and established only having His righteousness. And I thank the Lord that my life is, you know, I'm becoming quickened in mind. Amen. I'm not ignorant of the devil's devices. By the grace of God, I really have quit trying to uphold the law for righteousness, because I finally realized there wasn't really anything there to uphold. It's gone. I just stand by Him and say, thank you, Lord, you fulfilled it all. So, I ask you today, because one's the last, well, then what? Well, what do we do now, brother? Well, we believe, amen. But I love there in Micah 6, as it said. I just rejoice in that. It says, you know, what does the Lord require? And I love that. What does the Lord require? I love it. What does He require? It sounds pretty serious to me. You know, and it is serious. He said to do justly. To do justly. Isn't that something? Aren't you thankful for the blood of the Lamb? And that did all the justly for me I'll ever need. It's the truth. That's the truth. I'm justified with Him. And I'll tell you something about His justification. He said, whom He's justified, you got it. Amen. I've also glorified. That's that spark coming out of you today. That's His glory. And see, that brings us right in there. He said, okay, do justly. And you know what? Love mercy. Love mercy. Huh? Now let me ask you something. Is it really hard to love mercy when He did all the justly? No, really, you think about that. He justified me freely and completely. And I look at that precious blood that flowed out of Him so sweetly. as he bled and died for me. They said, oh, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I just love them, Father. I'm bringing them sons to glory. I'll tell you what. I can testify. I love mercy. I love mercy so much, it's my continual praise. I love mercy so much, I'm not ashamed of it. I love mercy so much, it embarrasses other brethren. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you shouldn't preach that so much. I'll preach it the more. I've got eyes, praise God, on one thing, that justifying blood. And my, oh my, you know what it was on all the time? A mercy seat. So I said, I want you to do justly. Oh, thank you, Lord, you did it all. I want you to love mercy. There isn't anything else. And then with that, he said, walk humbly. How could you not walk humbly with all that? Amen. Being praising him for his grace, for what he's done, giving him all the glory. And oh my Lord Jesus, really, how great thou art that I only be found having your righteousness. Amen. All right, let's stand and worship the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Mighty God, oh, and what grace flows from the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for him. Thank you for him. Praise God. Come worship him, and we'll sing one verse.